Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the happenings at the Supreme Court. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
We'll know very soon, but we'll talk with Lynn Warney, head of the Teachers Association, on what happened in court yesterday.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV, Chris Wicker, and John Galtney. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Lynn Warney. She is the president of the Nevada State Education Association. Pleasure to have you back here.
Thank you.
Big day for the Education Association at the Supreme Court yesterday. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, it was lively questioning by all the justices of both sides. We didn't expect that they would rule from the bench. They are very cognizant of the time frame in which we need to really see a decision made, which is before the legislative session. So we hope to hear from them. You know, of course, sooner than later would be great, so we know where we're at with this whole issue. But certainly before the session, I think we'll hear something.
Are you optimistic? You know, and it's difficult because people talk about the U.S. Supreme Court that you can't always tell from the questions which direction that they're going to lean, but what sense did your attorneys give you?
Well, as you said, Sam, it's all reading tea leaves at this point. You know, we are optimistic, you know, from the questions that were asked, but you know, if you ask the other side, maybe they would say the same thing, but we are encouraged. We're just, you know, hopeful that they will make a decision soon, so the voices of the over 150,000 folks that signed that initiative will know where the issue is at.
What did you think of the comment from one of the justices, I believe it was Justice Douglas, that perhaps 200 words is not enough to explain these initiatives?
Well, you know, I thought that was an interesting concept because it is difficult, particularly for an issue such as that we, you know, we've brought forward, to contain it in that almost like Twitter-like 200-word, you know, description of effect. You know, you get much longer than that, though. I mean, the idea is that folks will read that description of effect at least before signing an initiative rather than, you know, the pages of the actual, you know, initiative itself. You know, the initiative process in this state has been questioned as to whether or not it's even fair. There's been so many hurdles put in the way of the voters, you know, being able to express their view by signing these petitions because so many challenges are brought forth. You know, it'll be interesting to see where we go from here. It's been modified several times over the years. Maybe this will be an additional modification we'll see in the future.
If it does not pass muster and the Supreme Court doesn't allow it to go forward to the legislature, what's your game plan then?
Certainly we'll move it forward as a bill.
And do you feel you have support in both houses?
We do.
And will the governor sign it?
Well, you said that he won't. You know, so certainly that's going to be the challenge. But, you know, there's a two-thirds vote just to see it pass. It's a two-thirds vote to override a veto. You know, it'll be left up to our lobbying efforts when the session begins.
And if the bill moves forward on its own, not as sent over by the court, there's room then to modify. Would you anticipate massaging and modifying what stands now before the court, the language?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, we'd have to see what all the dynamics are, the lay of, you know, the landscape, what other pieces might be in some sort of, you know, revenue package. Clearly, our intent is to establish a dedicated funding source for K-12 education because we've so inadequately funded our schools in the state of Nevada.
And that brings up one of the issues that people debate here, which is, you know, will it be a source of funding that is specific for education in addition to the funding we already have, or is there potential that funding could be taken away that's currently there if this funding stream came through?
Again, that's a hypothetical question that is for this legislature and future legislatures. But clearly an initiative language that voters signed, as well as now, you know, is in the court system, it specifically says that all revenue raised from this margins tax will be deposited in the distributive school account, which is the education budget for K-12 education.
It was interesting. I was driving into work this morning listening to Ross Mitchell. For folks in Southern Nevada who don't know who he is, he's the morning talk show host on the News Talk 780 KOH, the big news talker. And as he was reading the story about what happened at the Supreme Court, he said that this was going to be a tax not on profits, but on revenue, and a lot of businesses we're going to go broke because of this. What's your response to a comment like that?
We don't believe so. You know, we've set a total revenue floor, as you will, of $1 million total revenue annually. So once that floor is met, or that, you know, requirement, then you calculate your margin, and there's ways in which a business can calculate that margin most advantageous for their business. And then it's a very small and modest 2% margins tax, which comparatively in the region as well as nationally is relatively low.
Do you think there's an opportunity to correct one of the criticisms has been it can actually tax a business that had been losing money? And there's been some criticisms out of Texas where this was modeled after. An opportunity in the legislature to fix some of these perceived problems before it moves through the entire legislative process.
Well, the initiative petition process, as it's set, there's no opportunity to modify the initiative petition. So if it moves over to the legislature for their consideration in that first 40 days, there's no opportunity to modify that language. That's just the way the petition process works in Nevada. Should it move to the legislature as a bill, there's an opportunity to modify to whatever, you know, kind of extent we need to. So if there's, you know, problems with it, which we don't see there to be any problems, we don't, you know, necessarily agree with that, but as a bill it can be modified.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lynn Warney when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsweek as we continue our conversation with Lynn Warney. She is the president of the Nevada State Education Association.
There's so many needs for education in the state of Nevada. Certainly the funding and revenue stream dedicated to education. But aside from that, what would the association's top priorities be?
We're looking to try and reclaim class size reduction, at least get our classes back down to 2010, levels. Because, flexibility was allowed in our largest districts in Clark and in Washoe. And we've seen class sizes in the lowest grades creep up. And those youngsters are just beginning their academic career. We need to see those class sizes reduced. Our class sizes are some of the largest in the country in our secondary schools. Certainly those need to be addressed. But let's at least start at our lower grades. We also need to look at professional development. The Teachers and Leaders Council has been working now for a year to bring a new evaluation instrument to the state of Nevada, which we support. But part of that is needing to provide for educators that are maybe deficient in some areas, some aligned professional development that's meaningful and that is effective so that they are given an opportunity to improve. Certainly we want to see, the community empowered. We're calling it community empowerment for better schools. Parents to have a real opportunity to have a meaningful voice in the operation of those schools. Clark County has had empowerment schools now for a number of years, and it's been a tremendous effort to serve that particular community of youngsters wherever that school might be situated.
Speaking of which, there are a couple of BDRs that have been submitted that would give the power to the president to fire the principal and some teachers of schools. How do you feel about that proposed legislation?
Yeah, certainly we're going to oppose that. There's been a process in place for years that has worked. Certainly it's not perfect and there's ways in which we can tweak it, but something like that is something that of course we would oppose.
Something that's interesting to me, and it comes up every once in a while, in fact, there was a discussion yesterday off the air, is teachers are putting their hands into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms, and parents are being hit up to provide supplies to the classrooms, and maybe in some cases half the class, the parents can afford to do it, the other class can't. So in effect, it's almost a tax on teachers and on parents. Shouldn't that be funded through the legislative process?
Absolutely. We have not been able to provide our educators and consequently our youngsters with the tools they need to succeed in the classroom. And yes, educators have dipped into their pockets to provide those resources to the kids for many years. We've looked at ways in which we can reimburse them. We would certainly support any kind of measure that would provide reimbursement for that so that that burden doesn't get passed on to the parents. And like you said, so many of our families now are in distressed situations that they're not able to afford that.
Do you agree with the superintendent that early education and all-day kindergarten is also a top priority for Nevada's children?
I do, indeed. You know, it's critical that we get those kids right at the beginning of their academic careers and get them off to a good start. It means success throughout their entire career through graduation.
Howard Rosenberg was on the program. He's just been appointed, or about to be appointed, to the Washoe County School Board. And he was talking about, the public relations of the previous superintendent of schools in Washoe County and how much of it was real and how much was PR. And his point was that he doesn't want to see the superintendent's name in the newspaper. He doesn't want to see the school board's names in the newspaper. What he wants to see is the teachers' names in the paper. He wants to see the kids who are performing well in the newspaper. What's your thoughts about that and the CEO versus the administration supporting the teachers, not the other way around?
I think that's a wonderful sentiment. And, you know, our teachers are the experts. They're the ones that are in the classrooms working with those youngsters every day. You know, it's also our bus drivers, our paraprofessionals, our, you know, the folks that are all part of that education community. They're the ones who know best what's happening in those schools. Certainly the superintendent of any school district is the ambassador also with the community at large. And so, you know, I think it's a combination, but I agree with Mr. Rosenberg's meadow sentiments.
What do you anticipate to be your biggest hurdle next session?
You know, certainly it's going to be the funding issue. We don't, you know, it's the two-thirds vote. It's always been the two-thirds vote that has been a roadblock to seeing our funds at our schools adequately funded. So that will be, again, a challenge this time, and we hope we can overcome it.
It's interesting, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, as the Assembly Speaker, how do you think that she is going to work with your organization on behalf of education?
I think we're going to work very closely together. Both she and Mo Dennis, the Senate Majority Leader, have already expressed a desire to kind of front-load the conversation on revenue this next legislative session. Part of that might have to do with the initiative petition coming over to the legislature, and they've got the first 40 days to consider it. Also, we've got the requirement to fund the education budget first in the state. I think we need to have a conversation about revenue first, and that's, you know, going to be meaningful to us, as you've both have pointed out. It's key to what we can provide for our youngsters, the resources and such in our schools in Nevada.
And that's where we have to leave it. Lynn Warney, always a pleasure. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
At A&W, every burger we make is 100% U.S. beef premium steak burger. Because when it comes to taste, meat matters. And now A&W puts the mmm in warm and melty with our premium mushroom onion melt burger or chicken. Come get them while they're hot.
Mmm. Football, Wi-Fi, wings. Now that's a business plan.
Glad you like it.
Question is, how are you liking Charter Business?
Well, our internet's a lot more powerful than with phone company DSL. It can actually run all this now. Plus, we've got reliable phone and we're saving like crazy.
Another everyday victory. Let me see your end zone dance.
No, I don't dance.
All right, let's just do a flying chest bump and call it a day.
To save over 25% versus the phone company and get up to a $500 gift card, call now.
The fight against cancer is bigger than any one man or one family. Thanks to your support, Huntsman Cancer Institute researchers are making a difference each day. This year, we have made important discoveries in many cancers, including lung, breast, and colon, that will change patient care and allow more people to be cancer-free.
Huntsman Cancer Institute relies on people like you to continue our research. Join us in our fight to find a cure for this terrible disease. Please give generously today.
At A&W, every burger we make is 100% U.S. beef premium steak burger. Because when it comes to taste, meat matters. And there's nothing tastier than our barbecue bacon crunch burger with barbecue sauce, hickory smoked bacon, and crispy fried onions. It's how we do barbecue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, news breaking in our commercial breaks here. We have a great power pundit panel, as always. John Galtney is president emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. And John Sandy IV is an attorney for Fenimore Craig Jones Varga. It's a pleasure to have you all here. So to follow on here from what Lynn Warney was saying in this whole Supreme Court deal, Justice Douglas's comments about the 200-word limit, your thoughts on that, and should that be changed?
Well, educating the public on any issue is probably more than a 200-word question. But getting the public to read and analyze things as deeply as they should is the other side of that package. How many times can you get a person to sit down and read more than 200 words on the issue? Part of the problem in the past has been that sometimes these really aren't very clear. You know, they're just really confusing and hard to figure out.
And sometimes, Chris, deliberately.
Well, yeah. But in this one, I know in writing legal briefs, the hardest possible thing is to make it short and to convey the information you need to convey. And that's the hardest thing. You can say anything long, but to say it short is the hardest writing problem.
Hang on a second. We have things in newspapers and in newsrooms called editors.
Well, those editors must be wizards, right?
And they are.
Well, in this particular case, John, 200 words and the initiative petition was this thick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you really know when you're signing that document?
Well, absolutely. And let's not forget, too, that, I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard of a margins tax. I mean, they considered it in the legislature in 2003, and they spent days and days in hearings discussing it, the arguments for, the arguments against, and to think that you can simplify something as complicated as a margins tax into 200 words, I think is an effort and an absurdity.
I think that points up why I hope the legislature takes it up, because something like that, it is. You can't convey realistically in 200 words. So I hope that's a job for the legislature to do a margins tax.
I want to change subjects completely here, because in the break you brought up a very interesting point, John. Which is that, you know, one of my complaints and a lot of people's complaints is that kids are graduating from high school and they've graduated, they get to college, they need remedial education. And your thoughts on this and why this is never going to be seamless?
Well, I spent a lengthy period of time between the two forces in two ways. First of all, as serving on the State Board of Education, I watched the fact that the state developed standards. Those standards were not necessarily in compliance with what the university system thought a student ought to know when the student arrives at the university. Then on the other side, I lived in the university community where it was absolutely sacred that faculty control the curriculum. There's a 500-year tradition of that, and you're not going to move that tradition very much.
Marlene, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, as I remember, the whole proficiency exam in the high schools and earlier were put into place because of the problem. You graduate, but you can't add, subtract, you can't get a job at McDonald's. So they wanted to set a level that if you graduate from high school, you do know a certain minimum that you can operate out in the real world. Well, now we're just matched and crossed, because you may be able to get the McDonald's job, but you certainly can't function at the university without some sort of remedial class. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge problem.
And we're seeing this spilling over to things like manufacturing, where
we have
the jobs, but we don't have people qualified to take them.
We have to remember that not everybody in high school is going to go to college. We, in this country, we want to make that opportunity available. But what I understand is one of the most critical issues facing our employers is the lack of skills that can be translated immediately into business after high school, either manufacturing or other technical jobs. So in trying to make our education compatible with college, we can't ever forget that a lot of kids aren't going to go to college. They're important to our economy, but they're not going to go to college.
But Chris, we're requiring them to take the same proficiency exam as a kid who may be headed for Harvard.
That doesn't make sense to me, but
well, It doesn't make a lot to me.
Well, and in Britain, you have a dual system. You have standardized tests at age 16, and then at that point, kids decide whether they're going to go on and go to college or whether they're going to leave school and go to a technical school or a trade. Doesn't that kind of system make more sense?
It makes a lot more sense. What we're trying to do is drive all
and it
these...
It would cost a lot less, right?
It would cost a lot less. It would cause a lot less frustration. We're trying to drive all these kids, some of them are square pegs into round holes, and it probably increases the dropout rate. It definitely increases the cost, and I would suggest it reduces the flexibility of the economy wherever you are. The German system I like better even than the English system, but they're both an advance over our system.
That system only makes sense to me as if you can change your mind. I mean, if a 16-year-old goes for a technical route and he or she changes her mind, if it doesn't provide for that opportunity, then I would be against it.
John, you get the last word.
Yeah, well, I think there's two things that are an issue. I mean, one is we're talking about it way too far away. Is we're talking about high school proficiency when really, if we're going to change and make meaningful change, we have to start at the K through 12 level when the kids are first starting to come in. I think the second problem is that we have become a society wanting to treat everybody the same. Is that we educate, like you said, we're educating a Harvard-bound student the same as somebody who's going to be get suited for the trades. So, you know, whether it's the British system, the German system, I think we really need to look at those type of reforms and find out how we're going to, you know, multiply our output. So,
And hopefully save some money. Good luck on that. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
You should shop at Grocery Outlet first because their prices are up to 50% less than what you'll find at regular stores.
But wait, there's more.
Shop here first and you'll always find more bargains.
But wait. There's more.
Amazing deals on big name brands in every aisle.
But wait, there's more.
Everyone gets a unicorn.
What? No, they don't.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
What are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of people who have already taken advantage of cash for keys at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. At Internet, we're paying top dollar for vehicles whether they're paid for or not. Just think, no placing ads in the paper or online, and no strangers coming to your house. Just bring your vehicle into Internet and leave with cash in a half hour or less. It's cash for keys, and it's only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
The holiday season can be stressful. How do you balance all your regular bills with the added expense of the holidays? Dollar Loan Center is here to help you through the season. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, no checking account required. In person at one of our 75 locations or get funded online at don'tbebroke.com.
With kids in the house, you don't just have furniture. You have a trampoline, a puppet theater, a chew toy trap. Your furniture can't just look great. It has to hold up. And you know who gets that? Lazy Boy. The people who always made the ultimate thing to do nothing on make the ultimate things to do everything on. And under.
The in-home for the holiday sale. Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up next week, Water Czarina Pat Mulroy.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.